AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Voting by mail or at early ballot locations already underway across the country as Election Day looms a week from this coming Tuesday. President Biden traveled to Syracuse, New York to tout U.S.-based Micron's plan to build a massive microchip plant.
This country lost over 180,000 manufacturing jobs under the last guy that had this job. We've created 700,000 manufacturing jobs on my watch, adding manufacturing jobs at a faster rate than in 40 years.
During the visit, Biden praised the latest economic numbers that showed a 2.6% growth in GDP in the third quarter, July through September. The president also claimed if the Republicans gain the majority in at least the House, the effort to help ordinary working people will grind to a halt.
Tax credits to lower energy bills, gone. Corporate minimum tax, gone. Under the Republican plan, some big corporations are going to go back to paying zero again. That's the plan. I would argue it's reckless and irresponsible, and it will make inflation worse if they succeed.
Just 3 days. That's how long it took to seat a jury of 12 people in the criminal tax fraud trial of Donald Trump's company. Surprising even some people involved in the case who thought it would take at least a week to find an impartial panel in New York City. Six alternates still need to be seated. That process today and tomorrow using a second pool of potential jurors. The lawyers say they are on track for opening statements Monday. Disappointing quarterly reports from several tech companies result in a split close on Wall Street. The Nasdaq dropping 1.6% to 178. S&P also off 23 points, in part because Facebook's parent, Meta, lost nearly a quarter of its value. The Dow rose 194. This is AP News. After a huge spike earlier in the year, car prices are dropping ever so slowly. AP's Jackie Quinn has the latest.
Average prices on both new and used vehicles have begun easing from their record highs, down 1% last month from the peak recorded in May. But for many, the prices are still out of reach. A new car averages $47,000, a used vehicle, $31,000. Around 30 to 50% higher than before the pandemic. And now monthly payments average $700 a month for a new vehicle. That's sending some people to pre-owned. CarMax says its sales were down last quarter, citing inflation, higher borrowing rates, and diminished consumer confidence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Residents of Hawaii's Big Island warn that Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, is sending out signals it may erupt. Scientists say an eruption is not imminent. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.